Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Operation Fanacht continues around the country this evening as Gardaí conduct checkpoints to ensure people are staying at home, armed with new powers to enforce the COVID-19 travel restrictions, with possible fines of up to 2,500 or 6 months in jail. Our reporter John Cook joined a Garda checkpoint to find out if the restrictions are being taken seriously. So where have you been, John?
Well, Mary, it's where Gardaí and Clare call the main artery for tourists or other drivers coming from outside of the Banner County to coastal areas, just off the M18 motorway coming into Ennis. On Tuesday, you might recall, I was in Lahinch for Drive Time to hear local concerns about from holiday homeowners and day trippers coming to the coast for Easter despite the COVID-19 restrictions. Today, local authorities in places like Donegal and Wexford have closed car parks at more beaches after reports of long tailbacks heading into these places or leaving Dublin for the countryside last night. So to find out how Gardaí are getting on with their new powers to stop such travel, I joined Sergeant Mark Murphy, one of several Gardaí stopping cars outside Ennis, including workers, family carers and other drivers, most of whom were happy to see the Gardaí enforcing public health restrictions.
I am delighted to see them, yeah, because we want people to stay in their own local areas and not to be travelling up and down the country just because it's a nice weekend.
Well, my mum is cocooning, she has COPD, so I am bringing her things.
What do you think of people who mightn't be staying within their 2 kilometre zone, who might be breaking those restrictions now?
Well, my son works in the garage in Clarecastle there, so, you know, it would be the first stop for fuel for people heading west normally, so, you know, he'd be put at risk by people coming from other parts of the country. This will be over sooner if we all just stay home.
You're coming from work?
I'm a healthcare assistant.
Healthcare assistant.
Okay. How are things in the hospital?
Things are busy enough, but we're keeping it in control.
Are you worried for your own safety as a hospital worker?
I am. We are very concerned, yeah, because I'm not that young myself. So we are. We are very concerned. And, you know, you're just, every morning you wake up, you're just wondering if you're, you know, if you've picked up anything. And we are concerned. And we're doing our best to wear our PPP and washing our hands. And
you're working where, please?
In the Galway Clinic. Yeah, we're busy. We're taking kind of pressure off the University Hospital in Galway, taking surgeries there. So, yeah, we're doing our bit, I think.
Gardaí are out to make sure these are only essential journeys for people outside of a 2 kilometre radius. You'd support that?
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely need it, yeah. And I hope everyone will stick to it now over the weekend and keep everyone safe.
You're looking after your grandchild or helping out today?
Yeah, he looks after me, really.
Are you looking after yourself, I wonder, in this current crisis?
I am, yeah. I'm been treated for cancer as well, you know, so I'm being careful. I keep my distance.
I wonder, should you be cocooning?
Well, this is, I do. I keep well away from everybody, apart from just going for him, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Are you worried about coronavirus?
No, because I think in Ireland, with the density of the population, it's possible to keep, to be sensible. You know, it's not like you're living in New York or in London. My son lives in Paris and he can't go outside the door, you know, from 10 in the morning until 7 in the evening. I mean, I'm over 75 years of age as well, you know, so between the two, the cancer and the age, I'm
stay safe, so.
Thank you, man.
What brings you out this evening?
My husband's parents are cocooning, so we're dropping off dinner to them.
Fair play to you. How are they finding it?
They've been in the house now 4 weeks. They did it before even the lockdown happened, so they're taking it really seriously, which is great. Like, we haven't been able to see them when we talk to them through the window when we drop off food. That was it, so okay. It's not been easy, but as long as everyone's safe, we don't care. I'm 100% with what the Gardaí are doing. I'm all for tougher enforcements because it'll stop the likes of my parents and David's parents having to cocoon and lock down for as long if everyone is doing it.
What would you say to anyone who's thinking of breaking those rules?
Oh, please stay at home. It's only for a few weeks. Like, we'll get an Indian summer so they can get out then.
Hopefully.
Going to the beach.
You're off to the beach?
Oh, I am, yeah.
Okay. I think you're only messing.
Oh, I am, yeah. Of course I am, yeah. I'm going home.
What do you think of the Gardaí asking you where you're off to?
It's great. It's definitely needed. Like, we need to just stay at home to keep this virus away, to save everyone, basically.
John, he was only joking about heading to the beach. Did you come across drivers making some of those unnecessary journeys?
there were some, Mary. And while some listeners might assume that the Dublin registered cars are the ones arousing suspicion, I do want to point out that Gardaí are using their new mobility app on a phone to scan registration plates to check the address of the registered owner. They can easily identify who's travelling far from home or other counties. Sorry, I don't mean any offence to anybody in Dublin. Many of the workers on their way home had letters to confirm their jobs and ID to show they were an essential service ready for the Gardaí. But there were some exceptions and some interesting cases, starting with a man who said he'd driven 13 kilometres into town to go for a walk along the Ennis bypass. Sergeant Mark Murphy told him, go home.
You shouldn't be in Ennis.
That's for a walk.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, like, today's my first day only out, so...
You just wanted to get out for a walk, was it?
Yeah, just the bypass, yeah. I understand, yeah, what they have to do, yeah.
Appreciate it if you could, alright?
Working in a residential house with people with autism.
You're planning to bring them out to the sea or to Lahinch?
They'd go for a short half-hour drive. They got the go-ahead and we have the letters and stuff. It kind of helps them relax a little because they're very anxious around now. Once they get their drives, they're kind of happy enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy enough for that. Good. Stay safe, so. Take care, bye-bye.
You're going buying cattle in Corrifin?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Burrisalee, Turles.
Burrisalee in County Tipperary?
Yeah. You won't fit too much cattle in the back of that. Is there any other alternative than travelling all this?
No, so there's no marts. And we just, wherever you see them advertised, we go buy them.
So with mart, do you just look up Dundeal or the papers? Or?
Yeah, look up the Dundeal and see is there cattle to suit you.
Look, we recommend you stay within your 2 kilometres, all right?
Yeah.
This is not an essential journey.
There's no Angus's near home. There's no 400 kilo Angus's near home this evening now advertised. And like any that you ring about, if you leave it 2 days, they're all just gone. I usually get my cattle from County Leitrim. Like I go there every Saturday to a mart. Like, but that's out of the question now. Like, you know.
Could it not be eased for the next week or two?
You have to keep the cattle in for the grass. See, I've cattle going every day, and I've cattle contracted to a factory. I have to have them ready in 70 days the whole time. Like.
All right. Listen. Stay safe. Good luck. Okay. Bye bye.
You said you're coming all the way to Ennis from Shannon for diesel.
Correct. I am. I
wouldn't. And there's an awful lot of diesel between here and Shannon.
There is, but it's too expensive. It's 114.8 here and 125.9 in Shannon, so I would never get it in Shannon.
This is not an essential journey for you. There is fuel from where you're living, and you're well outside your 2 kilometre radius here. So I'm recommending now that you turn back home. And head back, all right? And
perfect.
We're out here for a reason.
I understand.
As for everybody's sake,
you
know.
Completely.
Are you being careful otherwise?
Very careful. Bringing the 2 kids just out for a quick spin to get a bag of potatoes and get some fuel, that was it.
Is it hard at home these days? Sorry, nowhere to go.
They can't go and play, they can't do anything, you know.
This is why we're out here, just to try and flatten this curve, but you're not helping things.
Sorry.
All right?
No,
so that's what I'm recommending now, that you turn back and go back
here
home.
Like
you can do a U-turn here, all right?
Sergeant Mark Murphy there telling drivers to go home. And no arrest, John?
No, Mary, not so far. But the Gardaí aren't disclosing whether they've made arrests under their new powers. They continue right up until Sunday night, Easter Sunday night at midnight. And the Gardaí, the Gardaí Press Office told Drive Time this evening they don't want to disclose any of those figures until after
I just wanted to ask you about another story I've seen this evening. Kilkee residents' health defence posters telling holiday homeowners to F off.
Yeah, Mary, it seems to be a sinister kind of story. The Gardaí in this county are reported in the Clare Herald website and other national newspapers now to be investigating the source of these posters that appeared in Kilkee. They say, we'd like you to do the right thing, return to home, F off out of Kilkee now. And if you don't, you may not have a holiday home to return to. But this may be an isolated kind of incident, Mary, because I do want to say I don't think any of the people that I meet regularly along the coast in Clare would ever condone such threats. But they do have genuinely held concerns about public health, so hopefully everybody will do the right thing.
I know there's another placard, I think, on the Ennis to Lahinch Road near Ennis Diamonds, which says, if you don't live here, don't be here. A far politer poster. Indeed, John Cook, for now, thank you very much. It's